Hey there, this is Ashley, and you're listening to the Motherhood Unfiltered podcast. I am so glad you joined us this week. As usual, our topic is about real life, unpolished, imperfect, and unfiltered. I keep it real so you can too. I don't take it for granted that in the little bit of time you have to spend on yourself each day, you choose to spend it with me. So let's get ready to be refreshed, to laugh a little, maybe cry a little, and celebrate all the things we face together as we discover our purpose in and out of motherhood.
Why don't you guys go over and hop on Patreon? You're gonna love it, with more bonus content, free goodies, discounts, and so much more. And for only $5 a month, we get to connect in such a way that we wouldn't be able to on Motherhood Unfiltered, with Q&As, happy hours, and even book clubs. I can't wait to see you over there. Okay, you guys, so this is not something I usually do, but when am I always doing something that I usually do? I wanted to really dive into my heart behind compassion, and I wanted to talk about it. I want to talk about why I partnered with them. See, their mission is so drawing to me, and why it should be to you. You guys have heard me before saying how I partnered with them, but I want to touch on a bit of, if I can, about the word partnership, because I feel like it really gets tossed around a lot, and I feel like it gets a really bad rep. So let me explain what it is. Partnership is not simply working together. It is collaborating on something both sides care about deeply. The result of this partnership changes lives for eternity, releasing children from poverty in Jesus' name. It's a goal beyond the capacity of either us individually, but together we can do it. In fact, we can do it better together. That's partnership in Jesus' name. Is there any other better way to be a partner with somebody? And I'm so honored that I get to be a partner with them. I wanted to talk to you one-on-one personally, coming from me, so you can hear the heart of why this is so important, not just to me, but to the kingdom of God. See, if anyone needs or knows a community, the needs of a community, it's the local church. I mean, that's what truly helped me and gave me a hope, a family, life skills, and so much more. Though I want to talk about that, and we will, I would like to explain why compassion means so much to me. They partner with local churches for effective child development. They believe the strategic placement of local churches makes them best suited to address the holistic needs of the children in their communities. That's what helped me. That's my heart behind this. And listen, and only they can effectively deliver the Jesus-based teaching and whole life care that children in poverty deserve. It's an honor for compassion to walk alongside local churches as they share the love of Jesus in their neighborhoods. They trust the local church's ability to create an environment of unparalleled stability where children experience God's love and acceptance in such a tangible way. I wasn't sponsored by compassion, but I was supported by the local church in every dynamic of my life, which led me to where I am today. Now that I talked to you guys about my heart, and we'll get into the backstory of what the church has done for me, I'm going to talk to you guys a little bit about the story with compassion, okay? And what their mission is. See, they raise local awareness of global issues. Now, is the community of faith aware of the problems that plague much of the world? Human trafficking, water and mosquito-borne illness, natural disasters, lack of cleaning water. Compassion offers long-term solutions to these very difficult situations. They connect the church, your church, family, to the developing world through missions. Compassion provides an effective on-ramp to developing a heart for missions among those in your church. They present opportunities to follow Christ's example of compassion by using child sponsorship. That's their heart, you guys. Do you want your community of faith to understand God's directive to care for the poor? Compassion can provide the toolkit to accomplish that goal effectively within the local church, and they empower the local church globally to impact children for Christ at home and around the world. And you know what the Bible says? The Bible says that the kingdom of God is for them, for the children. They are church-based, you guys. This is due to our desire to really be connected in the church, and they empower the church. You know what I'm saying? They're so compassionate to equip the church to fulfill the role of the church, to be the salt and the light. because local congregations are catalysts for communities. They really are. I am a testament of that. They change it. They optimize the mutual respect, resources, and common purpose critical in caring for children. Local churches are best suited to address the needs of the children in their communities because the churches are already located and involved in the communities. They're already in there. And compassion gets behind them, and they are able to really empower, equip, and give them the tools, the finances that they need to help these children, to give them a hope that they can't find anywhere else. Now, their local churches that they partner with are tailored to the holistic child development model for the needs of the children in their communities to best deliver the whole life care that the child they serve most needs, which means that they take the sponsorship that you give them and it stays with them till they graduate. I mean, it is a lifelong, amazing impact. It's not temporary, which makes this so amazing. It's what did it for me as a local, you know, in the local church, from a 19-year-old lost girl to an adult with 4 children and a husband. They equipped me, they provided, they loved me, they guided me into where I am today. The local church did that. See, whole life care is not care for an entire life. Whole life care is holistic care, comprehensive care, to help children fully develop and become responsible and fulfilled adults. Whole life care means that they begin, in some cases, with prenatal care and go all the way through young adulthood. It means that they take a long-term approach to a child development and provide opportunities that equip them, that encourage healthy spiritual, physical, social, and economic development. This is long-term, deep-rooted love and impact. You guys, they help babies and mothers in poverty. They develop future leaders. Kiwi, you guys are going to hear from her next week. Amazing. They helped her with that. And they meet really critical needs that in third world countries, they don't get the healthcare. They don't get for a community to pay taxes, and they don't get the resources that we have in the United States. And if you don't know what critical needs are, critical needs include opportunities to provide medical assistance, surgeries, transplants, casts, wheelchairs, canes, cancer treatments. And they get more sicker in the third world country because of the lack of resources, because of the water, because of the lack of food. Extra food and nutritional supplements, income generation, training, emergency home repairs and disaster relief, access to clean and safe water, education assistance, and other necessities create quick resources. Now, do you guys remember, and I've said it a billion times, about how the local church has helped me? I wasn't sponsored by Compassion, but I was a daughter in need of so much more, and only knew Jesus could save me. That's all I knew. I accepted Jesus, and that's all I had. I had that acceptance. And let me tell you, he gave me so much more, so much more. I went from abused, abandoned, beaten, a single mother, no understanding of what it means to have love, what love or even stability looked like, alone, lost, and depressed. But I was for Jesus, and I wanted what he had for me because I knew it was better. See, when I got saved in a small church of like 20, my journey, it began in that church. I got baptized in front of that 20 people in the middle of the country. And even that, you know what they did for me? They gave me things that I didn't get in my life before the Lord. They gave me something when I had my first baby. He was 6 months at the time. And I always wanted a baby shower. I never got that. I never got the support or community and celebrating when a child is born. I went to all my doctor's appointments alone. And one night, one of the women from the church picked me up for a Wednesday night service. See, when you become a first Christian, when you become a Christian for the first time, you're super excited about God and you're just like reborn and you have that fire. And so I was not going to miss church. And I went Wednesday night thinking it was just a regular service. And I walked in to a baby shower, a surprise baby shower. And the first person that was at the door was Kathy Hayes, who would eventually become my spiritual mother, to take me in and to give me the stability and the love and support that I never received anywhere in my life. And that all was because of the local church. They gave me guidance in school When I met Kathy and I got that baby shower, I had diapers for a year. You guys, I was so excited. I've never felt so loved and supported in my life. They were so pursuing. I accepted Jesus and I knew that he forgave me for my sins, but he showed me a love that can only come from the tools that were in those people from that church, okay? I knew that I wanted more life. So what I eventually did, and you guys have heard me before, if not, go back to episode one. This is who I am. And what I did was I moved in with those people, Kathy and Glenn, who are now passed away, sadly, but it's such a better place, feeling amazing, dancing around and celebrating with the Lord. But they gave me something I never had. And they guided me in school. They helped me get my GED. They eventually helped me register in college. They helped me care for my baby at the time. They helped me figure out how to get a job where I was. They helped me figure out how to get a car. They were the protection, the security, and the support that I needed to be who I am today. And if it wasn't for walking into that church, would they have known that I had a son? Would they have known that I never had a baby shower? Would they have known that I needed an education? Would they have known that? No. You can't know the needs unless you're truly there to understand it, right? Like, they understood my need. Now, listen, I want to honor my church family. And ultimately, I want to honor my Lord. It's time I do the same for the same little girl and the same little boy. I sponsor a little boy named Ethan, which is the same name as my nephew before I left. He was grown up. And I need to give them that same hope that was given to me. It's my responsibility. My heart behind compassion isn't just the fact that they help children globally, but it's because they work within the local church. And the local church is what helped me, is what brought me to where I am today, is what gave me a Kathy and gave me a Glenn. That is why. And that is why I'm so passionate about this. See, compassion makes that possible. And they do it all over the world, but they are only able to do it because of you. When you sponsor a child, it goes in the direction to the church. It goes in the direction so the church can empower the needs of those children, like me. They present knowing what the children needs. No matter what country it is, things aren't free and money and resources are hard to come by, especially in third world countries. Now, if you're wondering, okay, Ashley, I want a part. I want to do this. This is how their child sponsorship program works. Okay. They fight poverty personally. That's their thing. That's their goal. They are child focused. When a child is registered in their program, the beneficiary of the support is the specific sponsored child. They work with the needs and the most vulnerable children that they can reach. The poorest of the poor, real life. Their child sponsorship programs offer medical checkups, healthcare, hygiene, key life skills, education, nutrition, food and supplements, protection from crime, violence, danger, access to special services like surgeries and disaster reliefs. It's amazing. And that's just minimum. They do that. And you can be a part of that. And you want to know how? It's super, super simple. When you do it, I have an amazing gift for you. There's two options to be a part of this, okay? One is that while you are listening right now, okay, you could open up a text and send the word SUMMER to 83393. You're going to get a text back with a picture of a child and a link. Click that link and follow the steps to start sponsoring, to start being a part of the body of Christ, which guess what? Is the church, the hands and feet of Jesus. That is what you are called to do, the hands and feet of Jesus. And you can be a part of that as well. Compassion is powerful. And what makes them unique is because they work within the local church. The second option is also easy. If you go to compassion.com/summercampashley, you can choose exactly which boy or girl you want to sponsor. And if you didn't want to sponsor in the Philippines and you feel like your heart is within another country, then you just go down on that website and you can pick the country and the child in which you want to sponsor. Pray about it. Ask God, where does he want you to tithe and worship him and trust him with? And they made that really available and easy for you. Now, here's my gift to you. This is just a gift. The blessing, the impact, the joy. It's in sponsoring. It's in partnering with Compassion and partnering with the local church to give these children hope. But it also, my gift to you is a live webinar. And you're not just going to get to hang out with me, but we are going to read an exclusive chapter of my book, before it even hits the shelves, before anybody gets it, where you really get to dive into what God has done for me. And you guys get to be the first ones to listen to that. We're also going to have a live Q&A where you can ask me anything on the spot. Hello. Anything from hair to the Bible, whatever. We're also going to make s'mores. And I'm telling you, I have a unique way of making s'mores. Maybe not unique, but it's pretty like survival, but awesome, easy way to do it. And we're going to make iced coffee, my famous iced coffee. It's the bomb. And we're just going to have fun. We're going to have fun. I'm even going to figure out a way to make a TikTok with you guys. It's going to be really great. I can't wait to see you. I can't wait to hear about the child that you sponsored. And the way that you get to share that with me is when you sponsor your child, you get to screenshot it on your phone. Just take a picture on your phone and share it on social media. Tag me in it and let me celebrate with you the impact that you're making. It's going to be so, so great. I believe in you. You can do this right now. And if you think money is tight, okay, $38 is a manicure and not a good one. Maybe one hand. $38 is a week's trip to the coffee shop. $38 is a pool pass for your family. Not even a four, maybe two or one. $38 is your family pizza night one night. Those little things that really don't mean a lot to us is life-changing for someone else. And you can be a part of that. I can't wait to see you guys. I can't wait to celebrate with you. Be the hands and feet of Jesus. Be a part of this move and help another little girl or boy just like me. Thanks for listening. Make sure to go visit my website at ashleyhenriot.com, where you can subscribe to this podcast in iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen so you'll never miss a show. While you're at it, if you found value in Motherhood Unfiltered, I would really appreciate you dropping a rating on iTunes and maybe encouraging a friend to join us too. I'd love to see you on TikTok or Instagram, where I keep it real in the reels. Be sure to tune in next time. And thanks for listening to Motherhood Unfiltered.